Welcome to the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth, bringing you interviews with top business professionals, empowering you to understand our current business climate and the successes and struggles other business professionals have overcome. Here's your host, Nick Boer.
Welcome to another episode of the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast. I am your host, Nick Boer with Inspire Wealth. As you can see, we are also doing a video today, and I have with us Wendy Caverly with Crusaders Networking. Oddly enough, Wendy and I have known each other for almost 10 years now. We have, Wendy, I know you and I were just kind of reminiscing that the first time we met, you were at your first networking event in Livingston County.
Yes, I had just left my corporate job and had taken a job as a sales rep for a credit card processing company. And the very first thing I did is I joined a chamber and they had a mixer, and I went to the mixer, and Nick Boer was there. And FYI, he brought a door prize that was like an iPod. Are you freaking kidding me? I'm hanging around with people that, yeah, here's an iPod. Let's make that a door prize.
You know, it's so funny that that you say that. I remember that exactly. So it's interesting. Now, I think networking has come a long way, and it's evolved and it's changed. And I think for myself and my team and also our listeners, that's a big reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Yeah.
So why don't you share a little bit about yourself and why you do what you do and a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned, I met Nick when I was a credit card processor, and one of the other people I met that day told me that if I was looking for sales, I needed to visit their referral group. And I took them up on that invitation, and it was just an amazing environment. I mean, all of a sudden, I found myself in a room full of other professionals who were willing to help me find success, find sales, find connections without an expectation of something in return, financially or even, you know, like a quid pro quo. And over the next few months, I was a really bad credit card sales rep. But as I've discovered over the years, that's not my style of connecting. My style of connecting is more sincere and long term, where certain types of professions are, 800 number, please don't call me. I have other clients to hunt and kill. And but what I did discover through the course of that time period is, what I really love to do is find out what makes people amazing and share them with other people. And I've actually been able to make a career out of just learning about other people and saying, have you met Nick? You totally need to talk to Nick.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I think as you kind of jokingly mentioned that you were not a good credit card processing sales rep, there's always an interesting thing, and I think I've even learned over the years, there's a bad connotation for certain people in certain industries.
Right.
And I will tell you, my industry as a whole is definitely one where people at times will look at financial professionals as salesy.
Yeah.
And that is always one of my big hurdles right up front is, wait a second. I'm not the, and not to pick on them, but I'm not the Edward Jones or the Primerica guy that is just trying to sell a product. I am the financial planner that is long-term relationship and really want to build something to help someone.
Yes, you're not commission-driven, you're heart-driven.
Correct.
Yep.
And I think that's a big thing that has been forgotten in numerous industries.
Oh, my goodness.
Even I look at people, the mortgage industry at times, or digital marketing. I know we can chuckle about that, but I feel like even a little before COVID and even more during COVID and now, I feel like any time I get a connection request on LinkedIn, it's someone saying, I help business owners grow. And I'm like, ugh.
It's actually really funny that you mentioned that, because I do offer a program on how to deal with digital door knockers and still stay connected. how to deal with them and still stay connected, because frankly, in social media, it's good for your algorithm.
For sure.
The more people you're connected to, the more people engaging with your post, the better it is for you. But they're commercials. They've just flat out become commercials. So yes, I do have some tips, some tricks, some skills, some techniques for dealing for that telemarketing in your professional spaces. Yeah.
It's so interesting because, you know, if you would have told me 2 or 3 years ago that you, Wendy Caverly, have a program that is specific for digital door knockers, I would have been like, for what? Like, why does that make sense? Yes. Now I think we all know that makes a lot of sense.
It does. It's so well received. The program, the videos, and they're not even long. They're like a 30-minute workshop type of thing.
Okay.
But it is amazing how that resonates with everybody right now. I've often compared it to somebody knocking on your front door, and when you open the door, rush in and sit down on your couch.
It's so interesting. I'll give you a quick example, and then I want to ask you some questions around what you're really doing. How are you different from just business coaches and other people out there that, again, seeming like digital marketers and business coaches, like that's what everyone does now. Mm-hmm. So quick story with the digital door knocking conversation. I actually, I'm using LinkedIn to try to do some outreach specifically in Michigan to connect with other professionals for one reason or another, whether I can be a resource for them, they can be a resource for me, they do something or they offer something that I could benefit from, whatever it may be. And I had an attorney the other day when I invited him to connect, was actually like, is this a sales pitch or is this for real? And I'm like, you know, as soon as he said that, I was like, wow, I can totally relate to that. I totally understand where you're coming from. Yeah. But no, this is not a sales pitch. This is truly, I'm being genuine. Yeah. I want to ask you a question, because usually what I will ask when I'm connecting with someone is, can I ask you a business question?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's that simple to where a lot of people will be like, sure.
Sure, why not?
And depending on what they do and what space they're in always determines what question I ask.
Right.
So is it, okay, how has your business done through the last 2 or 3 years? What have you done differently from a marketing perspective?
Yes.
You know, how are you getting clients most effectively now? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think from that perspective, I think a lot has changed, and I know you know that more than anyone.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you and what you're really doing that differentiates you from other networking professionals, from other marketing organizations, because that was the main reason. Not only that I consider you a friend at this point, as well as a professional that I know and have known for many years, but I also thought you would bring some value.
Yeah.
So, so tell me how coaching, consulting, and how that is different from other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What that business has already tried.
Yes. So as I mentioned, I found this passion almost 10 years ago of finding out what makes people amazing and getting to share them with others. And when the world went still in 2020, I actually started putting out videos that were intended, you know, fear in business and farming yourself and things of that nature. And there was a gentleman who reached out to me wanting an appointment because he saw my farming video, how I farmed my business for success.
Okay.
And he thought I was a sales coach.
Right.
And they were looking for opportunities or something to gift to their sales reps to try to help them overcome a 65% hit in 2020.
Okay.
You know, because don't forget, businesses were closed.
Yep.
Events were not happening. And their industry was particularly hit hard by it. And during that conversation, I realized how I've been living nearly a decade of my life.
Mm-hmm.
by building my value to others, by knowing as many people as possible, by being that resource, by viewing people as multiple prospects, not just client, no, out. Client, no, out.
Right.
I was doing something that was not default.
Right.
That it wasn't default. So that actually was the seed that led to my consulting, speaking, and coaching business, okay. Crusaders Networking. And actually, one of the reasons I chose the name Crusader is I wanted a name that had energy to it, right? It had motion. It had activity to it. And when I came across it, I thought, Crusaders, that's what we all are. We are all seeking our own goals. So a Crusader.
Wow.
Is someone who has faith that if they commit to their journey, they will accomplish their goals, regardless of the obstacles in their way. And true crusaders, if you think about a crusader, they're never alone.
Yeah.
They find others who will share their journey. They may not share the same goal, but they share the journey. And together, they are far more likely to accomplish a goal. Crusaders Networking.
Wow. Well, I love that. I love that. I love that, Wendy. Mm-hmm. That's great. No, I think that... You know, you and I of all people both understand the importance of, as you said, client no. Like you can't just do that.
Yeah.
And I think that so much has changed, not only since we started knowing each other almost 10 years ago, but it's also I look at my business in 2020 and you know a lot of my client acquisition was in-person educational workshops.
Yep.
They stopped.
Yeah.
So you know I think a lot of businesses can relate to that.
Yeah.
And I think that I look at what you've done when as you said, and I'll use your terminology as the you know the earth that everyone stood still. The world stood still. That we all had to evolve, and we all had to really think about maybe what do we want to be when we grow up is not the right not the right connotation. But what I will say is, I find it so fascinating that both of us, partly because of COVID. Are now thriving in business. And, you know, because I look at it, you know, everyone that knows me, that has known me for many years, knows I was part of a different organization that I had a business partner. And him and I decided to part ways the end of 20.
I actually introduced you.
Yes, you did.
I introduced him.
And Wendy actually introduced us. And it was for no reason other than COVID made us rethink our business, and it made us realize we both had different visions and goals of what we wanted from business going forward.
Right.
So it's interesting that, you know, Crusaders Networking, when was that technically born?
Technically, February 2nd of 2021. It's Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
Because I want to do it forever.
Okay, I love it.
Thank you.
The interesting thing is that I think my business, Inspire Wealth, that brand was born in January of 21. So it's just so funny that, you know, even though we've been doing similar professions for so long, but now we're using new brands, we're using new new strategies, different tactics.
Yes, it's intentional. I've become extremely intentional with how I connect, why I connect, what the goals are of those connections, and that's what I encourage others to do. It's about being productive, not busy. And when you are intentional, it also gives you confidence, control, and agility in the situation. It's not just a random butterfly type of a thing. It's strategic.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. We're still both doing our industries,
right?
But we've become very, very specific, very focused on this one part, one type.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense. That's very accurate. So
yeah.
Tell me why professionals and businesses should be doing certain things that you're teaching now and not later.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have a great example of this. I happen to be somebody who's a big fan of the holiday-themed baking contests. Okay. And I was watching the season finale of one this weekend, and when they were given the instructions on what they were supposed to bake, and all of the add this, do this, don't do that, I literally, and you got 2 hours to do it, I literally thought to myself, it would take me 2 hours to figure out what to do. So I was impressed by their ability to just take that and go do it in 2 hours. And I realized it's because they have learned, practiced, and perfected their profession. And that's exactly what Crusaders Networking is. It's intended to help you learn, practice, and perfect the skill of intentional connecting. So whatever environment you get tossed into, you know how to react. You have the firm foundation, you have the sharp tools, and you have the strategy to be agile. So whatever comes your way, you already know exactly what to do to continue getting the results that you are there seeking. It's really what that's about. It's about having a high strategic view of knowing what I could create or find out of this. Is this person that I'm talking to a potential client? Not for me. Is he a potential client for somebody I know? Because now I'm their rock star by making the introduction.
Yep.
Is this a collaboration partner? Are we going to shine by standing next to each other? Is this a client that I'm going to turn into a raving fan so they help me grow my business as well? Because as my business grows, I don't have time to check in on everybody. I need to create sincere connection that can take a break and still exist. Is this a mentor? Is this somebody who's going to mentor me because they're going to make me better or make me realize what I don't want to be? People forget that too. You can learn what you don't want to be almost faster than what you do. So,
for sure.
So when you go into a variety of situations, and they don't have to be, they can be repetitive, they can be random, they could be at the coffee shop. I was at the farmer's market on Sunday.
Okay.
And I ended up meeting someone who's a wellness expert offering massage, new to the area.
Why does that not surprise me?
And because I talk to everybody, but I always am actively listening for things in the back of my mind. Sometimes they're just conversations to pass the time, but because I am agile, because I am confident in my skills, because I know my tools, when that pleasant conversation turned into a potential opportunity to connect for a future something, I knew what to do.
You know, it's crazy because I do the same thing. I'll find, whether it's at a restaurant, whether it's at a different event, I'll just strike up a conversation and my kids make fun of me so much. They're like, they'll start mocking me at home. Like, are you trying to plan your retirement soon? And it's like, okay, guys, but this is what I do. Number one. And number two, it's not just, hey, do you need my services? It's like you say, like you always say, it's, let's build a relationship.
Yeah.
Let's make sure you're comfortable with us. Just like people, you need to, a major part of what you do is not only show people how to portray what they're really looking for, but also how they can help other people.
Yes. I mean, and actually I realized I never actually answered your question, but in reference to the baking championships, in reference to that, you have to have the skills and the knowledge and the agility before you need them. So that's why it's one of those things that you have to put some time into, some intention into, so when the moment presents itself, you're not trying to figure it out then.
Makes perfect sense to me. So help me understand, how can I help, or what kind of commitment do you think they need to make?
So this is something that I do get from time to time, because a lot of professional development services tend to be ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, it's never my goal. My goal is to make sure that not only do you have the strategy, the skills, the attitude that you need, the point is that you won't need me. That's my number one. That's my number one promise and my number one humorous complaint.
Right.
Is when my clients do well, I lose them. But my goal is to not, and also not to copy me. No one is me but me. But There's a variety of tools, a variety of techniques that fit every personality, every profession, every goal. You can find your style, your mix, so you know how you best react. And so what I really want from people is I would like at least 6 months, preferably 12, because it's kind of like it's not necessarily tangible, where you don't realize until 3 months down the road that, hey, I'm really comfortable talking to strangers now. Or hey, I'm finding more opportunities because I've expanded what I listen for.
Right.
So it's just like a lot of nothing good in life is instantaneous. Amazon lies to you. So the long-term success does take layers, and that's another thing I talk about too, is the consistency of layers. Mm-hmm. If you're dumping buckets of paint over people, not all of it is sticking.
Right.
But if you add it in layers, it's just creating that firm foundation. So that's my pledge is I'm not trying to have you be a client or an associate or whatever for, 5 years now. Nick does know I have another business that, yeah, I want 5 year clients, but
of course.
But for Crusaders, that's not the goal. The goal is to make you confident, agile, skillful, successful, under your own steam, without me.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because I think this is one area of both of our businesses that are both very, not only similar, but we can also agree upon in just the terminology. Like you made a comment of, turning clients into raving fans.
Yeah.
That's an objective of mine in my business is that, I tell everyone, look, I'm not trying to bring on 500 or 1,000 clients like some advisors or some firms will because they're trying to scale. They have numerous advisors, whereas I tell all my clients as they come on that, listen, you're going to have access to my cell phone. You can text me, email me, call me.
Yep.
Any client that knows me knows that. I'm up north at my family cottage during the summer on a Friday, but that doesn't mean don't text me or call me. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I do that is because just like you working with business owners and how you're trying to help them not only grow their business, but turn them into someone like we're having a conversation right now. I mean, we hadn't talked for about a year almost.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it was like, hey, you need to come on the podcast. I already trust you. I already like you. I already know you. I know you can add value to some of the listeners. You know what? We need to do this. So I think it really goes back to that long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Because, I think you and I can have a very intelligent conversation with each other around, hey, I know that I trust you, and I know that there's certain people you can help, but from time to time, because our businesses have evolved, we need to have that conversation say,
you have the catch up.
Hey,
yeah.
Not only the catch up, but what is really working? What is really different from what it used to be? I mean, all those things are so important.
Yeah, as every professional, we evolve as we get better, as we perfect, as we specialize. It's important to do those check-ins to just say, is this still a good referral for you?
For sure.
Is this still somebody you want introductions to? Same thing with me. When I was a credit card processor, I would have people send me referrals to people with bad credit scores. And I'm like, but instead of getting angry, I thought, what am I not expressing correctly?
It's a good way to look at it.
So obviously they're confusing credit card processing with credit card use. So absolutely. Incidentally, my number one type of client is somebody who's been in business 2 to 5 years.
Okay.
Because they've reached that point where they have finally started building a book of business or have a client base or whatever the case may be, and now they find themselves spending a lot of time maintaining and don't seem to have time to grow, and they're frustrated. They've plateaued because they don't know how to shift that mindset. or they don't know how to add those layers, or I do often talk about, this is about being productive, not busy. That does not mean add 3 more associations, 2 more chambers, and 5 more meetings to your calendar. Let's look at your current calendar.
Right.
What are you doing right now? Have you taken advantage of, leveraged, spotted every opportunity in what you're doing now, instead of adding more to your calendar?
What a great way to put that, Wendy. I mean, you know, this is not only, I think, for our listeners, but for me as well. Help our listeners. I know you have a few different ways that you engage or clients can engage with you.
Okay.
So before I kind of wrap up and talk about how our listeners can get a hold of you, I want to talk about, help them understand the 2 or 3 different ways that they can work with you and you can help benefit them.
Okay. So you mean like services?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just clarifying. I do have I call it the Strategy and Skills Peer Group.
Okay.
So, and it's a limited course. It's limited to 3 months, 12 1-hour sessions, small group.
Okay.
And it's intended for those people who've been in business for a while, or they're new to business, frankly, and they're not looking for a long time commitment.
Okay.
It's foundational skills.
Okay.
The strategy to this, the skill that applies to that in 3 different professional environments. You have the random environment, you have the repetitive environment, and you have the find a bigger room environment.
Okay.
So if somebody was just like, no, I just need the how-to, so figure it out, there it is.
Okay.
And what I really like about that one is there's a secret bonus to it that people don't realize. Since it's a small group of 10 people or less.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
You're building a new network.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
So, yes. Yes. Magic side effect. You're there for this, but you're getting so much more without even realizing it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I do offer like strategy. Like if somebody's, I've been in business for 5 years. I just need I need an educated, knowledgeable soundboard.
Okay.
Somebody that can just help me take that higher view, that step out of the woods and look at the forest view. I provide that. I love doing that, actually, because it's fun. It's strategy. It's chess. It's moving the pieces. I mean, I've mentioned this too. I do an assessment that shows people's natural techniques for connecting. And sometimes when you are equally good at multiple things, you're just as stuck. Because if you can go in any direction, you still don't know which direction to go.
So the interesting thing, if I remember correctly, without actually pulling it up and looking at it, I think that was very similar to mine, is that I'm really good in all 4 of the areas.
Yes.
But I think I maybe had 1 or 2 that I was a little percentage more, but they were very close.
Yes.
So it's interesting. So like that's part of Ben, I think that's been part of my struggle, is that I'm good in all these areas, but which way do I go, or what's the right approach to go next?
Yes, yes. So strategy, soundboarding, those are services that I offer as well. And then obviously I offer classic coaching.
Okay.
Our one-off, I can come and present how to deal with digital door knockers.
Okay.
Why professional ghosting is a bad thing. Effective self-introductions from 10 seconds to 2 minutes in any environment. So there's a lot of ways to gain what knowledge that you need.
Okay.
Without that 6 to 12 month commitment, which personally, it's the VIP package. You totally want it. Pay attention. But it's not a commitment unless you want it to be. But my commitment to you is I want you to be successful.
Okay.
And I want you to focus as you go through your professional life and as your careers change. People change professions. People change companies. Your network should go with you.
Yeah.
It should not be attached to your employer or your profession. It should be attached to you. And sometimes people miss that as well.
I agree.
But when you are, because I did have someone come to me about 6 months ago, and when I was talking to them about this and about that, they're like, I already know how to do that. And I'm like, well, why are you here?
Right.
They got a new job, so they needed to start over. Well, then you don't know what you're doing.
Correct.
You don't know what you're doing. If you can't reach out to the people that you're connected to when you change careers, change jobs, change offerings, you're not connected. You just have a lot of business cards that you've collected. But I want you to think about when you are going to receive the Human of the Year Award in 10 years, and you stand on that stage, who are you going to thank? Because you're not going to stand up there and say, I don't even know any of you. Why are you even here? You're going to say, I thank you and you and you. I wouldn't be here if not for you. That's part of this.
Yep.
Those connections, intentional connections, strategic connections. It isn't just about the sale. It isn't just about the dollar. It's about the long-term success and value that comes from creating that foundation.
Now, I think that, I mean, that makes perfect sense. And I think that is very forgotten.
Yes.
For a lot of people.
We need that. We need to be planting those seeds.
Yes.
All the time. Yes, we have to eat today, but you got to eat tomorrow, and it should be easier tomorrow if you you're already there.
Yep.
You're already there. Just do this one extra thing right now. Productive, not busy.
100%. Couldn't agree more with what Wendy just said. So let me I want to close today's show with, we've talked about a lot of things. I think there's a lot of areas that you can help our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
LinkedIn, believe it or not. I don't send those messages, but LinkedIn is my favorite place to connect. I do also have a website, wendycaverly.com.
Okay.
Nick was talking about this four-part assessment. That's a big red button on the first page. So if you are curious just to know what is your style, that's available to you as well. And then wc@crusadersnetworking.com.
No, I think that's great.
Oh, and I'm on TikTok now. The Connection Queen or Crusaders Networking LLC is also on TikTok.
Okay, well, that means that I now need to connect with Wendy on TikTok because I'm on TikTok and I didn't know she was on TikTok. So absolutely, you know, anyone that is wondering or kind of struggling at all with getting the right introductions or talking to the right people, whether it's potential employees, whether it's potential clients, whether it's just people that you think could be a resource not only for you, but you can be a resource for them. If you're wondering what's the best approach, how to do that, Wendy is the right person to be talking to make sure that you're not coming off as just a salesperson or you're not coming off that you just are me, and you truly care about helping people and building a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So, Wendy, I want to say thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
I want to say thanks to our listeners for another episode of the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast brought to you by Inspire Wealth. And I'm your host, Nick Bohr. I find it very hard to believe that we started the podcast in June, and I think we're 18 episodes in already. So, I mean, it's really come a long way, and I continue to try to bring on resources for people, making sure that people know that we're going to have good quality content and have the right people on the show. So thanks so much, everyone, and look for the next episode in a couple weeks. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, visit www.inspiredbusinessleaderspodcast.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.